Greetings, everyone. This is Gary Miller, bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. What does the world need now? Let's continue with that theme. As I was saying earlier, some people think it needs different things. Some people think the right candidate is what we need. The Tea Party in the U.S. is supposed to be solving problems. Obviously, there's been some upsets there. Is it the Libertarian Party? Is it the Green Party? What is it that we need? Well, some people think, well, we need a more and better equipped military. And so we drown ourselves in military spending or whatever, or sometimes we think mega churches are the answer. But what really is the answer to the question of what the world needs now? Of course, really what we need are the solutions to our problems. We don't need Band-Aid approaches that just chase one crisis after another, that simply chase the effects and don't really solve the problem. What we need is the solution, the root causes. We need to know what the root causes are so we can eliminate those. And the root causes have to do with broken natural law. And now by that I mean there are certain natural laws that if we do not conform with those laws will break us. In fact, one person said, in relating to this sort of thing, he said, there really is no right and wrong in the universe. There's only consequences. And, of course, what he was saying, not that there's not things you shouldn't do, he said there's certain things you do, and the consequences determine what you should do. Now, if you want bad consequences, of course, you make choices that are not good. If you want to cut your life short, you can smoke day and night, you can drink liquor, whatever, you cannot eat right, you can lose sleep, you can do all these things, but you have to pay the consequences for them. But what we need are solutions. What we need are solutions, and Yahweh has these solutions. Now, when I speak the term Yahweh, I'm referring to the creator of the universe. This name is mentioned nearly 7,000 times in the Old Testament. And it's YHWH. When you see the capital LORD or capital GOD in the Old Testament, that's referring to the letters YHWH, which is pronounced Yahweh. And Yahweh has a government that's going to come on this earth. It's going to rule for 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 years, we're going to have unprecedented peace on this earth. Now, that's what everybody proclaims. The United Nations, as we know, was set up for the whole idea of trying to establish peace on the earth. But has it worked? Well, many people think the United Nations is basically a toothless tiger. It roars, but doesn't have a lot of clout. But is that what we need? We need a better United Nations. Well, really, we do need a world ruling government. We need a one world governmental system. Because when you look at all the factions that we have in the world, you see all the different various religions, you see all the different political movements, all the isms and so on, it has not produced peace. In fact, in the 20th century, the century we just left here, there are roughly 60 million people killed by the movement of communism alone. 60 million people. That's hard to even imagine those numbers. So the different isms have not solved our problems. And as a result, what we have is a world in chaos. We have a world with staggering problems. And the 21st century world that we're in has not moved toward peace. In fact, there's more wars existing right now, if you just count all of them. Actually, a war is usually classified as a case where 1,000 people or more have died. And so as a result, we have these situations still teeming throughout the world. We have colossal economic problems in this country and other countries. We know that the EU is suffering its constitutional problems as well as economic problems. Drought is striking in different parts of the world. It's truly amazing when you think about it that all the financial maelstroms that are ravishing the world economy, there are theories abound as to why these things are happening. This proverbial domino effect of mega losses and bankruptcies, mortgage defaults and joblessness stagger the imagination. And what happens is the experts, as they sift through the rubble for clues, they continue to overlook fundamental root causes. These continued oversights are simply setting us up for another round of the same thing, another round of colossal losses. But where do we find the underlying causes? Operating as if man is above natural law, economists and sociologists and politicians, in their analysis, they fail in one crucial and fundamental way. Now, this is something that never enters their mind. They never really think about that. They do not understand or even consider Yahweh's role in the destiny of nations. They totally ignore what this great creator has to say about the way to prosperity, to peace, and long-term financial stability. As a result, well, you see what's happening. From blessings to cursings, from prosperity to diseases and economic scourges, Yahweh says the causes can be known. The prophet Daniel tells us, "Yea, all Israel have transgressed your law, therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against him." Daniel 9 and verse 11. But the prophet Isaiah lamented and says, "Who has believed our report?" Well, you know, to the Ivy League and MIT educated movers and shakers, such quotes are little more than quaint religious babble, far distant from Wall Street. In fact, they know better. But who is kidding who? Who and what has got us into this mess that we are in economically? The best and the brightest that academia, parliament, the boardrooms, Wall Street, and Beltway have to offer have brought us to this state. But let us not forget the man on the street who has ignored Yahweh's law. We're responsible as well. We can't pass the buck. Harry Truman, a president of the U.S., had a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here." And so we have to own up to it. We have to admit that we as people, as families, as nations, as individuals, as states, we have broken Yahweh's law, and we are responsible as well as those that have more power politically than we do. It seems that church leaders can do little more than tell their members to give so they can receive. But you know, it's not that simple. It really is not that simple. If we're going to have the peace that's promised for 1,000 years in Revelation 20 and verse 6, let me read that for just a moment. "But they, in the first resurrection, shall be priests of Yahweh and the Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's what's called the millennium. And if we're going to have that peace, then we've got to have the right things to do. We've got to know what causes peace. So we have to know cause and effect. And without that knowledge, we simply set ourselves up for the next round of problems. Well, when we look at the financial sector and we look at the problems with our economy, we look at our social problems as well, it seems like we stand around wringing our hands wondering what direction do we look for help? Where do we go to find the answers? Where are the solutions? Well, Malachi, for example, said that you are robbing Yahweh, stealing 10% of your income. Is that what he meant by that? That you're robbing Yahweh, he says, in tithes and offerings? Well, see, if we don't get the law straight, if we say, well, you're robbing Yahweh if you don't give him 10% of your income, is that what he says? Is that the truth? So that's just one area. The whole area of tithing is a big area, but it's an area that's been misrepresented. And that's why I mentioned once before that it is the unadulterated, restored law of Yahweh that we need. So if we are going to talk about what to do, we have to get the law straight. For example, if you don't know what the law of gravity is, you don't know the effects of gravity, obviously they can be deadly. So the same way with the natural laws described in the Bible. Now, usually the laws in the Bible are not looked at as natural laws. We look at them basically as just sort of mores, maybe good suggestions, this sort of thing. But these are natural laws. These are natural laws that will produce the good life. That's what everybody wants. You know, scientists knock themselves out day and night to try to discover natural laws. That's what they do. And they sacrifice themselves on the altar of science to be able to understand natural law. But when it comes to religion, we act as if the Bible operates in a vacuum. as if religion operates in a vacuum independent of nature. It does not. The laws that Yahweh mentions in the first five books, these are natural laws that guarantee national prosperity, individual prosperity. They guarantee health, freedom from sickness and want, and that's what Yahweh promises. Now, the government of Yahweh is going to bring an end to generational poverty. It's going to bring an end to sorrow. It's going to be replaced by global prosperity. Notice what it says in Revelations, the 17th chapter and verse, 7th chapter and verse 17. For the Lamb, Yahshua, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. They will hunger no more. End of poverty, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim, that's the Mighty One, the Creator, to observe to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Elohim, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Guarantee. It's a promise. And all these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you will hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim. Now, that statement right there is very, very important. If, big IF, if you will hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim, if we do that, we can end generational poverty. We can end the sorrows and have global prosperity. And we know that poverty is not better than prosperity. And that's what Yahweh guarantees. Also, this coming kingdom of Yahweh, based on Yahweh's law, that's going to solve these problems that people are concerned about, is going to bring global radiant health. Exodus 23 and verse 25, it says, and you shall serve Yahweh, serve Him. You do what He says. You keep His law. And He shall bless your bread and your water. And notice what it says. And take sickness away from the midst of you. You think about that one thing. I'm not sure exactly what the medical bill is in this country. It was about $1.5 trillion per year. Staggering amount, bringing this country to its knees because of our sickness. If you could remove that one thing, take away all the sickness from the midst of us, that would be a tremendous blessing to every nation under the sun. And Yahweh says He promises that if we will serve Him, obey His law, do what He says, first five books of the Bible, then He guarantees that He will take sickness away from us. And we'll see, under those circumstances, we'll see a completely new age. I know years ago they talked about the new age of Aquarius. This is a new age, but it's not based on astrological signs that we're talking about. This is the new age of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. And under these circumstances, we will see an end to global poverty. We'll see an end to sickness. And we'll see closing of hospitals. And Yahweh guarantees those things. Well, these are promises Yahweh has made. And to read more about these sort of things, you need to get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine, published by International Congregation of Yahweh. You can contact us at Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, USA, 72455. That's Pocahontas, Arkansas, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. Contact us on the internet at www.icyahweh.org. That's www.icyahweh.org. And this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.